So let's just hit on that a little bit.
Okay.
Why this is important to do follow-up after you have a certified equine dentist
there we
come
go.
Out and
Very
look
important.
On your horse's teeth.
Education of an equine dentist, that's what you want, is an educated equine dentist working with your horse. I would say one thing is if you were never to use this therapy for anything other than if somebody said, why would I use this therapy? I would say the most important thing is because of the dental procedure. And as much as horses are requiring, because of domestication, do require dental work now because they're not able to go off and do what they would do instinctually and naturally anymore. So in their domesticated lives, they need to be maintained due to lack of chewing on certain grasses or
bark,
and naturally how they go out and naturally do their dental work in the wilds. So we have this dental work is existent now, and it's important to do, especially in the domestic horse, because I've seen mouths and some horses that you just wonder, how is this horse even alive and able to masticate, meaning chewing its food and stay healthy. But the thing is as much as it's a necessary part of the equine's life now, it's also understanding the ramifications of the procedure. And it really puts a lot of pressure on the cranial bones, per se, from the process of whether it's done with power tools or hand tools. And also the amount of pressure from the what they call the gag or the speculum is put in the mouth, and the length of time that is cranked open or wedged open, and the amount of pressure that's constantly being put down as the horse bites down on that. And especially horses that are under sedation, you'll notice that the horse is biting down on the speculum constantly. And what that does is it really overly tightens the muscles of the TMJ, and then the horse starts chewing imbalanced. So there's this exacerbated cycle, this cycle that kind of gets wound in to the unhealthy biomechanics. So, you know, the mouth, if the horse is chewing imbalanced, I want to go, why in the first place? So what happens, the equine dentist comes out and looks in the mouth and sees certain patterns of wear, and will address that. But I want to go, okay, how do we address this long-term solution? And that's with the cranial sacral, because we need to go, what's created this in the first place? Either a horse that's been eating up in a hay rack, a bit in the mouth, nose bands, whatever it was that's loading there. And that's just a few of the examples that I can give. But the long-term solution is combining the dental work with cranial sacral. And out of all the therapies, and this is not out of prejudice because I do this, you know, it's the cranial sacral addresses that pattern on a full body, what would I say, a full body
level.
There we go. It just will address it more holistically as a therapy in the patterns that are held there in the structure. Does that make sense at all? I hope I didn't lose anybody, because I almost lost myself in that, because I'm trying to, the most important thing is just knowing, if you have equine dental work, you want to get follow up with a cranial sacral practitioner to help decompress the compression that's been done.
Now, have you gone and taught at the Equine Dental School yet?
They've contacted me years ago, but I actually haven't made it back up there.
That would be very important.
Yes.
At least for the dentists, because there's a lot of new dentists, too, that are coming through there.
Yeah.
And you know, which is very, very exciting.
Yes.
Would be good for them to know. And I'm not saying that, you know, of course, the dentist should then go out and become certified, because they don't have time for that. But if they could find somebody who is trained for you,
yes,
who works with them, that would be ideal.
Well, I would say that's the ideal situation. What's so exciting now and recently is there's a more equine dentistry interest, and especially over in Australia, I'll be doing a first equine cranial sacral class at the dental school there. So
Excellent. It's
exciting, because to me, the equine dentist, the more they're educated in understanding the principles of what may be influencing or having an influence in the pattern that they're seeing, you know, then the horse has a better full solution to what's creating the problem in the first place. So to me, the best thing in the world for our horse friends is education, and it's exciting because I'm working more closely with equine dentists around the world.
Excellent.
Who are understanding the depth and value of it, and who some of them are practicing the cranial sacral work. Actually, there's one, couple dentists now, but more specifically in England, there's one who's taking it to a next step in understanding those patterns with the cranial sacral work and the dentistry.
Excellent.
So that's hugely exciting.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, it's important, you know, networking and understanding the holistic and the whole horse. And, you know, the more that people realize that, you know, like, for instance, Kenny's a hoof trimmer. Well, you know, you can have uneven hoof wear because the teeth are messed up.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's all holistic, and I think networking
yeah.
is so important. So
yeah.
so that's fantastic yeah. that you're taking that step, and we'd love to
well,
have you,
you
get up there to the academy up here in Lee's Ferry, Glens Ferry, Idaho.
And up there in Idaho, yes.
Up there, we're down
here. I got good
here.
Hot springs, so it's not going to take much to get me up there.